quality.
That's right.
I don't know, him and David together, they just make trouble. Oh, we are on Daf Yudam Beis, Yudam Rav. Yudam Beis. Yudav Hanauf, yeah. The third line down, Yudav Hanauf. Okay, I'm a noodle round. Now, this interesting thing, it's too bad, other people are missing it tonight. If you put something in Kherim, Haramim are relative. In other words, they're like concentric circles. That's what we're going to discuss here. I'm a noodle around. If the Rebbe puts somebody in Kherim, then the students must observe the Kherim placed by the Rebbe. Okay? Menudah the Talmud, however, the Talmud puts something in the Kherim, ainim menudah l'rav, then the Rebbe does not deserve that Kherim. So it's like, again, as I say, you know, there are gradations. Menudah l'rav based in, if somebody is made a menudah by the person who is in charge of the rabbinical court, then menudah l'chacham, then the prachacham was one level down, also has to absorb the Kherim, serve the Kherim. L'chacham is like a rav. Menudah l'chacham, somebody was menudah in the Kherim to the rabbi, to the Rav, Enam Nudel Abbas is not in the Kherim to the head of the court of the town or of Am Yisrael. Similarly, Menudel Lenasi, Menudel Lekol Adam. If the Nasi, however, puts something in the Kherim, which is the highest Madrig above an Abbas, then there is Menudel for everybody. Everybody has to absorb the Nidui. Ad Kedul Chacham Shanida. This till now we're talking about Chachamim who put people in Nidui. What about people Chacham Shanida? What about a Chaver Shanida? What if it's just a Chaver, a regular guy who puts somebody else in Kherim? So says the Gemara, let's hear it from here. Chada Amon min the Bar Pata. A certain maidservant of the fellow named Bar Pata. Have us Avra Kumi Chada Kanusha. She was passed from one school. Chamas Chatzapar, she saw one teacher, Machil Chad Min Yanuk, hitting one of his students, Yosem Mitzurke, more than was necessary. Amra Lay, so she said, Yehevi Ha'u Gabra Mukhram, let that person, the teacher, be in Kherim for hitting more than was necessary. Now, it's interesting, the Bavli, the Summa story is brought up, but there it's talking about an adult, beating up an adult. And that's why they put in Kherim, because it was an adult hitting an adult. It's actually, I think, a father hitting his adult son, which is putting his son in danger of striking back. Of course, son strikes back; it's a heinous crime. But here, it's talking about a child, and the reason why that the person was put in the Kherim is because the teacher should not hit overly much, more than is necessary. Okay, so what?
Question: is there putting this a different type of character?
No, it's just that it was more prevalent.
Oh.
Same, more prevalent. Yeah, it was.
This is a maidservant.
The maidservant is putting him in Kherim, right?
That's the interesting.
Right, no, that's the one that's bringing it down. That's the one that's bringing it. So says Gemara, Asa Shol Rabbi Acha. So the teacher went and asked Rabbi Acha, do I have to pay attention to this maidservant to put me in Kherim? Armalei, so he said, yeah. Torah Chal Chashash Anashach. You have to be concerned about your soul. And you have to be assumed you're in Kherim. And in fact, if the coordinator says in here, we learn that if there's a valid reason, anybody can put anybody in Kherim. Doesn't necessarily have to be your rabbinical authority, any person. Okay? So says the Gemara, Hada Amara, actually it's not coordinator, I'm getting confused. It's actually the Gemara here. Gemara says, Hada Amara teaches us, Ha'os Adavar Shalok Kachur, Atzorach Nidui. Certainly, that's why Nidui, improper, has to be put in Kherim. The Karmanayah says anybody can put in a Kherim, but you see that anybody that does it proper should be put in a Kherim. Okay? Rav Shimon Lakish Hava Ma'ayne, this is a cool case. Very cool. Rav Shimon Lakish Hava Ma'ayne Tainin, Rav Shimon Lakish is guarding figs, the Barbarous, in a place called Barbarous. Asali Staya, so bandits came, Kanfamine, and they stole the figs. Vilelia in the night. But so far, at the end, Argishbone, Rish Lakish, the sense that they were there, and he started fleeing after, pursuing them. Arm alone, so he said to them, Leheven Elaine Amo Mukhrami, let this nation, meaning the thieves, be in Kherim. Amrle, so they said back, the thieves were fleeing from him. They say, said, Yay, the Ugad Ramukram, you should be a Kherim. So Reish Lakish, Chashal Nafshay, shows the faith himself. Amar, he said, they might have a point. Mamon Inan Chayavin Li, they owe me money, because they stole my money. Dilma Nafshon, do they owe me their lives? This is a capital crime to steal. And putting someone in Kherim is considered to be a very severe measure, almost akin to killing him, because you're ostracizing him from society. So maybe they're right that I did not do the right thing, because the punishment or the penalty I intended to have meted out of them did not fit their crime. So says the Gemara, nafik party basrei. So he continued running after them, or I guess maybe didn't run after till now, which is announced in Kherim, and now he started running after them. Amalon, he said to them, surely, take off my Kherim. So he asked the bandits to take off the Kherim they put him in. Amalei, so they said, Amalei, Shari Lon. So he said, you allow us out of our Kherim, and then Vanu Shari Lach, and then we'll allow you out of your Kherim. But it doesn't say they're going to give back the money. They just want to be out of Kherim, right? So it says the Gemara, Adam Rath teaches us, Hamanadis Misha Eno Tzarech. Some of you puts the Kherim, some of you doesn't need Kherim, because his sin is not that severe. We need also, and that person in turn puts the first, impose a counter Kherim on the first guy, so you do your need, the counter Kherim is a valid Kherim. Interestingly, that's because the Shulchan Aruch is concerned. So it says, if that's the case, let's say the Shulchan Aruch had not caught up to the people, right? Who would have absolved him from the Kherim? Right, the bandits are gone. Lo kein tani, didn't we learn in Meis Echad mi Magid? So Sissel does actually answer. Lo kein tani, didn't we learn Meis Echad mi Menadon? If one of the people putting the Kherem died, a materno, so lo, you can't, he can't get out of the Kherem. Rishon Levi argues, Amr Rishon Levi Adadat Amr, that you say it's true, Rishon Sham Nasi. If there is no Nasi, Avolim Yesham Nasi, if there's a Nasi, a leader of the generation, now Nasi Matir. So Utir, if he would not be able to catch the bandits, the Shlokish would have gone to the Nasi to permit his Kherim. Okay, to absolve him from it. Rabbi Yaakov, Rach Moshe, Rabbi Ramamel said, along these lines, Maisa Be'echad, there's a Maisa individual, Shemais Echad Yenado, the one people put in the Kherim died, before they dissolved the Kherim against him. And, Velokinam Rabbi Shuv and Levi, or Tim Rabbi Shuv and Levi said, Hadadat Omar! Didn't you say that that's only a problem? The Vishen Shem Nasi, when there's no Nasi, when there's no leader of Yeshem Nasi, and Nasi Mati, the Nasi permits it, so why didn't they have Nasi allowed here? The Kamas, and they explained that because they said, the Mada Omar, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Ba, that which Rabbi Yaakov Rachel said in the name of Rabbi Ba, that they did not permit it, is because is because B'shulah Chazar Bo, he didn't renege on what the wrong behavior was. It's an interesting concept. If the guy, well, the way the Gemara is coming out is, if the guy was put in Kherim, reneges on his wrong behavior, then somebody else could be Matir Kherim, not just the original people. Okay, if they're not around anymore, then the leader of the generation can dissolve the Kherim. But if the guy did not do proper tshuva, so then, of course, somebody else can dissolve the Kherim, but even still, the people who originally placed the ban on the individual, they can dissolve it. Because they can say, well, it wasn't effective, we'll take it off. It's other people who need proof that he actually abandoned the behavior that caused the Kherim in the first place before they can take off the Kherim. But those self-same people initially opposed could take it off on a whim at any time they want. Okay?
Getting back to Reish Lakish.
Yes.
Wasn't his Kherim on a higher level than the bandits?
Yeah, but he
was a Chacham.
They don't erase him, though.
No, but more people would be obligated to observe the Kherim against the bandits.
True.
Than
but he didn't want to be in Kherim, period.
Even though from a low life.
Right. He felt that was a shortcoming you wanted to avoid.
I also think it's ironic that he was involved in bandits.
Yeah, somebody actually brings it up. Somebody actually brings it up here. But I wasn't sure exactly what the connection was, but somebody does bring it up. Okay, so says Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abai Mishum B'Shem Rabbi Sheshet said, Nimnu B'Usha, took a vote in Usha and they decided, Shalom and not a Zaki, we never put an elder in Chir. Says Gemara, Vasir Ked Amar Shmuel, that's like Shmuel said, Damar Rabbi Shmuel, B'Shem Revo, Zakin She'ira Bo Davar, if an old man, something bad happened to him and he forgot what he learned, Amarino something do also, you do not take him down from his exalted position. Elamrim lo, we say to him, he kabeid, be honored, but b'sheid v'sechel, stay home. You're on the house arrest. Don't come to the base medrash. Rav Yaakov, Rabbi B'sheir, Rav Yaakov said, Zokin, sheshar tamudo, an old man forgot his learning, machma so-and-so because of circumstances beyond his control. No yimbo kikusha sorrow, he applied in the kikusha of the or in the base medrash, of course, besides Luchos themselves, there was a Shivrei Luchos, the broken piece of Luchos underneath as well. Okay, so he's like the Shivrei Luchos, where Yerushalayim the Bavli puts it. Rav Acha, and Rabbi Yachon, Rabbi Tanachon, Rabbi Chiya, B'Shem Yolam said, Zakin Shanita L'Tzorach Atzmo, if a Zakin, an elder, puts somebody in the Cherem, for his own purposes, Apil Kalocha, even if he did it properly, Ainutu Yo Nidui, it's not valid, because people are going to say he did it, you know, improperly. In the days of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Asa Akash, Akal Tveria, a bad thing, doesn't say exactly what, but happened to Tveria. Shach Bari Menaritza the Kaspa. So he went and he sent a message that he wanted a silver plated menorah, I don't know, silver plated, a silver menorah, Gabi Raka Rabbi Yaakov Barbun, which Rabbi Yaakov Barbun had to give as a bribe. To the Romans, wherever it was. So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Rabun responded, Shalach Amarle, he sent back the message, Adayim lo shav Yirmiyo has not yet done tshuva on his evil plot to give things over to the Goy. So it says the Gemara, Yirmiyo got upset. Ubikeshen Adoso. So Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to put him in Nidu, in Cher. Vav Rabbi Chia, Bereder Rabbi Yitzhak Atushia, Rabbi Chia, the son of Rabbi Yitzhak Atushia, Tiyosif Tama was sitting there. Armalei, so he said, Shamati, I heard Sheimanadim Zokin, one does not put a Zokin in Nidu, and I can also kill you, Ravan ben Nevat, unless you cause people to sin, cause people to sin, like Ravan ben Nevat and the other kings of the northern kingdom of Israel. So it says, Amalei, so he says, that can't be. Because it said, we learned yesterday, Dakma Yishkua, that Akavi and Miles got in trouble for mocking Shemayin Apollyon and saying that they drank, that she drank the same way that they were, because they were from Geri. So it says, V'chuyovim ben Nevad Chavirovasu. So these people did not do like Rav ben Nevat, all the shortcomings that you learned before, to sin and cause others to sin. So it must be that therefore not these people, Rabbi Yirmiyah. In other words, Rabbi Yitzhak was saying, I want to put Rabbi Yirmiyah in Chir for having demanded my best, you know, utensils to pay off the Romans. You want to put Rabbi Yirmiyah in Chir for doing that, right? And right then the response was to him that even the Rabbi, though he did it, Rabbi Yirmiyah, he's still not as bad as Yerovam, so I can put him in Chir, right? It says you have to be bad like Yerovam in order to put him in Chir. So it says the Gemara, V'nidon Elaine le'Elaine, they discuss this back and forth. V'choshen Elaine al Elaine, and each person was taken to look at the other person's approach. With Sricha Mashriyasa Elaine Elaine, therefore they needed to get from not yet. So they needed to be matir neder on each other, matir the chayim. I'm not telling you the story properly. Yeah, okay. Let me tell it to you outside. Rabbi Yirmiyah, the tax people came to Torah. Rabbi Yirmiyah sent to Rabbi Yaakov Barpun, who had an expensive menorah, send him menorah so he can pay off the tax collectors. Rabbi Yaakov said, that's Rabbi Yaakov, was it? Yeah. Rabbi said, Achutzbet. You know, he's asking me to pay off his loan, he should be in chay, his debt, he should be in chay. So they tried to reason with him. They said, wait, you're not menad the zokin el tzorech. You're menad the zokin if it's necessary. And the definition of that is, if he's chote machli like Yerava, first king of the northern kingdom, and Rabbi Yirmi is not that bad. Right? Right. So the bottom line is that they both were menad each other, and they both were not, were at strife with each other, and they each had to give me mati or the cherem by each other. Until then, they happily lived ever after. Doesn't say. Okay. Says, this is talking about people who get to shave on Chol HaMoed. Some of you ask a Chol HaMoed to be mater's neder, yet a neder not to shave. And you got this neder mutter on Chol HaMoed. So it says, what are you talking about? If you asked and got the ether before you have to begin, you shouldn't be able to shave on Yotzef, right? You should shave before Yotzef, right? If he didn't ask on time before Yotzef, so then let him delay, you should have asked. Ella, what are you talking about? It's talking about an individual who tried to find a heter for his nether before Yontif began. He didn't find a pesach, an opening, the matzah's nether, el v'regel, until they got actually into Yontif. That's why then he can be matzah's nether. Kadol, like the following case, Rabbi Shimon Berebi, Rabbi Shimon, son of Rebbe, lo matzo pesach l'nidro, he did not find a pesach for his nether. So the elders of the Galilee came down. He started with some say, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, or Shimon ben Elazar. So Shimon ben Elazar took, who was this again? Rabbi Shimon ben Rebbe. He made him walk outside from place to place. He left him standing the sun, checking his clothing for lice. Those two things are not necessarily related. Anyway, to make a long story, were you to know that he and Sava, that this old man, Avalach Achaid, does this to you? In other words, make you walk back and forth? Neither have you so, would you have taken the netter? Armelon, so he said, certainly not. I would not have anticipated having walked back and forth, right? And that's a Pesach, therefore, it's an opening of his netter. So at that point, they were matzah neder. So he said no. Vishorimle, they are matzah neder for him. And they said to Rabbi Shimon Lozer, how do we know? How do you know this process of being matzah neder? Armelon, so he said, Mishai Sarimir, easy, I serve Ramir, Bivarcho Shonim, when he fled several years to Chutzlords. Vishrim, some say he said even more strenuous statement, or more adamant statement. Vishrim, Machlo Sarimir, I said, Biyodo, he was holding, onto the staff Rabbi Meir, Vioisam Lamedas, Lamadaso Das, and which would teach him wisdom.
Teach you or forgot.
One of these sages. I guess it would be the Shim ben Elazar. Right, in any event, Tani, let's go back to the Braisa, to the Mishnah. Kol Eilu Shalom Regalchim Moed. Yeah.
Why does he have to be Machaneh
Nerah?
Why
did he wait until... That was the Nerah which he needed right now.
No, but he couldn't find this up until Yom Tov. Why doesn't he have an ownership and say, don't bother getting
a Pesach until after Yom Tov? We don't know if the Nerah was out of Pesach, it could be something else altogether. Just a netter which fell due, in other words, he wanted to actually get rid of it on
Yeah, but if you couldn't do it before
you got
to start, then you have to wait
until
later. It's not like
Yom Tov
came out of
Sarah. Yeah, Yom Tov is not like that. I mean, Chomoy is not like that. That is the answer, obviously. Chomoy is not like that. Yes, yes. So, okay. Says Mora. Does anybody have 20 cents?
Minnesota.
We have 20 cents. I have a quarter.
So the most.
That was caffeine, right?
So he said that. Shimon Elazar said that he learned from Meir that this type of Pesach exists. Now, really, this type of Pesach is a very big chiddush because it's not inherent in the Neder itself. I really should point this out. The netter itself, we don't know exactly what a Rishim Rebbe's netter was. It was obviously a netter which he needed to be matir and cholamoyd. But in any event, the netter itself didn't have a Pesach. In other words, the Rishim was a thing that he had left an ironclad. He wanted the netter to devolve no matter what. Right? And therefore, nobody else could find a Pesach. So luckily, Rishim and Elazar, and he posed an artificial Pesach by having walked back and forth in the sun, and have to stand that way and get tired, hot, and annoyed. He said, were you to have known that I would have done this to you, would you have taken the nether? And of course he says no, and that's the Pesach. But that's an extrinsic Pesach, not an intrinsic
Pesach.
Pesach
of the nether itself.
Right.
Pesach, right. How to get out of the
nether. Well, it's a...
And that's why I asked him, how do you know this works? Right, that's what he said, and I don't know how we pass it that way. I assume so, but he says that he learned that from Rabbi Meir. That there's this Eitzah to come from the outside of the Neder and create an extrinsic Pesach, even though intrinsically it doesn't work. Okay, that was. I don't remember having the Darn. No. I don't think so. I think it's a very big Chiddush.
Yeah, sure.
That extrinsic Pesach, I don't remember seeing it ever before.
Not this case.
Yeah, that's if you would have known, but those are usually things that are inherit the netter. For example, I took a netter to go to the mikveh every Friday, right? But then I find out the mikveh is too cold in the winter.
Okay.
So that's an inherent Pesach.
Oh,
that's not an extrinsic Pesach, like I made you walk around because you took the netter around the block.
Right.
Okay? Alright, now we switch topics. Connie, call the Shomru Magalchim Moed. All those people, they said, we're switching topics. We're going further. We're switching topics. We're going back to the mission. Tani, call the children the Galkin Void. Everybody says loud to shame a Columboid. We turn the Galkin to Shloshim Yom Shal Evo. They're allowed to shave during Shloshim of Avelus, during the first 3 days of Avelus. East Tani Tani, no, it's not so simple. East Tani Tani, also those who said it's awesome. East Tani Tani, Mutter, those who said it's Mutter. In fact, we passed it to Osir. And the reasons you have to shave on during Chol Hamoed are are more readily acceptable than the reasons to shave during Shloshim. In other words, more people are allowed to shave during Chol Hamoed than are allowed to shave during Shloshim. Okay?
Spring of Shloshim, this is not Shloshim interrupted by the
event. No, we're going to get that later on. It's not Shloshim interrupted. So that's more. Amra Chisda said, "Manda Mar Mutter." Even he who said you're allowed to shave during Shloshim, b'shiyeshom rega. So when there's a yontif interrupting the Shloshim, otherwise not. Was this you had one of these?
Yeah.
Which one?
Yom Kippur.
No, so yeah, Yom Kippur stops Shiva.
Sukkot
stops Shlosh.
Right.
So then you're allowed to take a haircut before, just before Sukkot, right? Or shave just before
Sukkot.
Yeah, you'll have to shave just before Sukkot. So that's what we're talking about here. So even the leniency is only if there's a yontif, he says, okay? Adamar also b'shame shom regel, if there is no regel, they are not allowed to shave during shloshim. Masnisa, now it should be Messiah, not pligal, but Messiah. The following Mishnah is a proof to Rav Chista. It says, if a person, Rachman Litzlan, he has two avelos back to back, first his father, then his mother, let's say. So then, in that case, Harazim make a Masakin. Between the two avelos, one is allowed to kind of trim one's hair, not cut it. Masakin with a knife, Masparis, and a razor, Avalim Yisrael Manah with the scissors, which is true cutting. So as Gemara, if Rav Chis was incorrect, and anything, things other than Regolim interrupt Yom Mitzvahim, so the Asa, Evel Hashani, Eitzar Rishon, Kamishu Onus. Let the first, the second Abel be vis-a-vis the first one, like an onus, like an act of God. Yigalech, let him be allowed to shave in between the right way, the normal way, with the scissors. And so have a lawyer's arm is something they cover our radio. So must be they only get to shave during shloshim if yontif interrupts, and not on any other kind of onus, not any kind of other kind of reason. I understand during Shiva. But so Shloshim, is it even within Shloshim he's not allowed to shave when one Avelis occurs right after the other quick succession? He can't shave in the middle? Hey, Sarachina Chavrun the Rabban, Rabbi Chinna, the friend of the rabbis asked, but how did we learn Ilvarim Shavuot Surbam Kol Shiva? It says these are things which are almost forbidden to do all 7 days. So imito shloshimu aser, but you just said he's also draping during shloshim. So imito shloshimu aser, so shiva loko lokochken, mitoshin shloshim, certainly also during shiva. So what's the chiddush by shiva? So lois amrasel shatakvu aveilim. So it must be that is the way the Ritvaz learns. He says that since these two brights say, is it two or one? It's one bright. Elvar and Shrava Sumam Kol Shiva. So it says, no, almost forbidden all 7 days. So it must be that there's a differential between the 7 days and the 30 days. What could the difference be? So the difference must be, we're talking about haircuts. So what must the difference be? So the difference must be I'll just say it. I haven't written down it's not my word, but now I'm confused about it. 1 second. From the Ritvaz, but now I'm a little bit confused. Let me go back a couple of lines. Just get a flying start at this. Let me go back to the line which ends of Shmuel Bar, about 10 lines to the bottom of the page. So Rashmur Yitzhak Boy, you ask a question. Nicham Tokhul Shiva. I understand within Shiva, so even if your avelos come back to back, so then you can't really shave in the middle. But Tokhul Amid, if it's within 30 days, not within 7 days, Why can't you shave when they come back to back? Had Hasib, Rabbi Chanina Chavad Rabban, a parallel question. But I even learned Elvam Shavel Asur Bam Kol Shiva. Says these things in Avos forbidden all 7 days. So if it's forbidden within all 30 days, so Shiva Koshki is not certainly true about Shiva. Lo Yisamis El Bishot Tachvu Avelim. So therefore that. It must be. I still don't get it.
I don't understand. If you're told the first 30 days,
yeah.
So how could you even entertain the possibility of shaving, especially if you became an Avel again?
Because it's too much tzar to go through it.
Yeah, but it's the first 30 days anyway. So it'll be extended.
Right. I guess that's a problem. It's extended. Whatever it's extended, it'll be up to 60 days. So that's what's bothering you.
60, 30. It doesn't overlap second
shoshin
overlap
the
first shoshin. And I don't know.
I think it does. I think you're right.
So maximum would be 60 days, but minimum would be 31 days.
Something wrong. Let's try one more time. See, maybe this won't work. So let's go back again. The Gemara said that Rav Chisda said if your avelus come one after another, that you can there's a Mishnah goes to Rav Chisda says if your come one after another, you can trim a little bit in the middle with a shinui. So now the Gemara asks, going back about six lines, V'yase eitzel avel hasheni eitzel rishon k'mo shu'onus v'galech. Let the second avelus be like onus by the first one and interrupts it, and you should be allowed to shave. Heavy lois hamisom nekor regels, it's not allowed to shave to the direct fashion. Must be totally mutter to shave because of covered a regal, not because of some other compelling reason. I understand during the 7 days. Let's try it this. Neo Basilsa, I answer entering the 7 days need some compelling reason to shave. Basil Klamet, but within the 30 days, why need such a compelling reason? It's not so severe anymore. Hey, so Rabbi Chanina and Chavrun Rabbanan, Rabbi Chanina, the friend of the rabbi, says, but I didn't even learn. These things that I was now do all 7 days. So, and one of them is to be shaved. Even so, Lamed Wasser, even now the even shaved during 30 days, who calls Zion Kol Koshke. We're certainly not allowed to shave during the 7 days of Shiva. So it says Mora. So Loi Samas El Kshatachfu Avelin. It obviously is only true that, yeah. In the 30 days.
The tikkun is greater with Sultan, right? So Zion doesn't.
Yeah. It's only 14 days maximum.
I got it. Okay. Okay, this is a question. It's a chida chafund rabbanon. Going back 3 lines. But I didn't learn el dvarim shavu asur men kol shiva. These are things that are also all 7 days. Im itzoch shiva, if it's also 7 days, im itzoch lamru asur, if cutting hair is also all 3 days, asur itzoch shiva lo kol shkein, is it certainly also within 7 days? So it must be, since we stress 7 days, and not 30 days vis-a-vis haircuts. It must be that 30 days is more lenient vis-a-vis haircuts than 7 days. Because he said haircuts are also 7 days, but they're also 30 days. So it must be some leniency in the 30 over the 7. What's the leniency in 30 over 7? So that more says, when your avelos coincide. In other words, when you have one avelos going into another one, of shloshim, not of the 7 days. So then you're allowed to trim your hair in the middle. So we, because of the tircha. So that we see that we see not like Rabbi Chisda said before. Rabbi Chisda said you're only allowed to do it with a shinui, right? But we're saying that it doesn't sound that way. You're only allowed to do it with a shinui because it says obviously it's telling us that there's something about shloshim which is not also during shiva, right? Which is. So in Mutzarach, which is also during Shiva. So what must be? It must be that a case where you have a vis coming succession, that during Shiva you're not allowed to shave in the middle, but when it's Shloshim, you're allowed to shave in the middle. That must be the case. So Adamraj Shumutar. So says the Gemara, is that in fact the case? And you're passing out with Rav Chisda, that's mutter to shave during shloshim. If you have an onus, a compelling reason to shave, you're allowed to shave the regular way. Or a Messiah said, no, man, them are usr kedarko mismarayim. It's usr to shave,
you still have to do the
shinui, right? He's basically saying you still have to do the shinui no matter what. In other words, we want to say that it must be you don't have to do the shinui because we're obviously trying to find a distinction between shiva and shloshim, and it must be the type of haircut you're getting. And then Masani comes along to the bottom line, though it's not true. You always have to use a shinui if it's in shloshim, even if you have a compelling reason. The only time you don't have to use a shinui if it's Erev Yontif, like our Christo said before. Alright. Sava until Sarah Tziponaim is an oval allowed to cut his mustache or his nails. Isai Itai Beregel Mutter, not just Nava, also on Chomoy. Isai Tadu said Beregel on Chomoy Mutter, Uvavo Osser, but an oval Tosser. Isai Itai Tadu said Beregel Osser, and a regular Tosser, Uvavo Mutter, and Ovel is allowed to do it. Now says the Yerushalayim, Mandam, I Beregel Mutter, yes, it's a regular Mutter, Bishayeshim Regel, that where it, there's a regal in Isavelus. When there's a avil tosser, it means ancient regal when there's no regal in his avelus. So really, both cases are talking about avelus. If there's a regal in his avelus, he's allowed to cut his mustache and nails. If there's no regal in his avelus, he's not allowed to cut his mustache and his nails. Okay?
Get a haircut, so why do you have to get a mustache? If regal comes in,
you so why just a mustache?
Unless they're going back again on consecutive
bills. No, so it's even, I'll tell you what it is. Means even a Chol Moed is allowed to. Then I'm not shaving the mustache, share if you want to. I'm talking about shaving the mustache on you want to. On Chol Moed. And normally don't allow shame of Chol Moed. But for this guy who was an Avot Toch Shloshim, we met the regulars allowed to shave even a Chol Moed. Even though he should have shaved the Erev Yontif.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
But
he could have shaved the Erev Yontif. He didn't. So now it's Cholomoy.
Right. And that's what Gemara is about to say in a minute. Okay? I just, according to Ada, really says it. So that's what Gemara says. Again, let's start from the third line by him. East Tanya Dine, those who say for regal, mutter, avil, osser. On a regal, it's mutter, and on a avil, it's osser. East Tanya Dine, those who say for regal, osser, avil, mutter, regal, it's osser, and a yontif, it's mutter, and an avil, it's a mutter. Man, my regular mutter, you said it's a regular, it's mutter to take off your mustache or your nails, but sheyesh regular, it's when there's a yontif, uva ovel, awesome, and then ovel, it's osir, it's b'sheyesh regular, there's no regular, no yontif in the middle. Man, my regular, osir, he says on a regular, it's osir, again, to shave for a person who is an avelus. That's B'sheyesh Maroma when he's tricking us. Meaning he could have shaved Erev Yontif, but he delayed till now. That's the point. He was in town, not out of town, to say that. Mutter, you said, although Mutter, you said that it's Mutter to shave B'sheyesh Maroma when there's no trickery. Rav Chiya bar Aji B'sheyesh Maroma said, I look deeper, Mishumeko Kamaka. I look like all the matters of Elis is like leniency. And one is allowed to shave on Chol Moed one's mustache and one's nails. Okay? Rishim bar Abba, Rishim Rishuv Levi said, Aloha Misha Divin Meka, Divin Misha Meka, Vilchot Avil, it was called the Kula. Rabba Mar, Sovan Kilos, Yadayim Chodavar, take off your mustache, take your nails all together. Or maybe your man said, Abba, note this only if you have long hair, which comes down from your beard and obscures your mouth and doesn't allow you to eat. Literally, notos means bent over. Barach Moshem Achayah said, Zug bo lifnei Rebbe. A couple people came before Rebbe to ask Moshem. The Sofam about mustaches, Matthias Sudanayim, and removing nails, Vitalim Rebbe, Rebbe printed this on Yontif. Or during the Arafelis, it's not clear which one, but it seems it's Yontif. Rebbe said, Shnei Zugos are you. There are two sets. Achas mi Amson, one of the three, Amson, Vachas mi Yadat. Ol echad b'safam, and one group came up about mustaches to ask Rebbe the question. Ve'echam t'il t'im Ryan, one came out to ask Rebbe about taking off nails. Bitlam Rebbe printed both activities. Kedah, like this case, from Shulba Rabba, Damchas Achse. Shulba Rabba, his sister died. V'yasi matzvei tifore, and he was sitting during Shiva cutting his nails. So Rabbi Nelson came into him, he didn't cover his nails. I'm sure he was pretending he wasn't cutting. So Rabbi Nelson bar Abba Gabe could see soon. When Nelson bar Abba came, he concealed his nails to pretend he wasn't cutting them. Andreas Avelus. So it says the Gemara. Amar Leisa, he said, Nasser Abba said, Mikumui, Rabbi Lezer, look, see, so you didn't cover your nails when Rabbi Lezer came in. Mikumi, and Mechase, why are you covering nails when I come in? Chasur. Amar Leisa said, Umat Sovar, what do you think? Then Chavi will like Rabbi Lezer. They are precious by me like Rabbi Lezer. In other words, I'm willing to let Rabbi Lezer see that I cut my nails in Yantar because he's not going to infer the wrong thing. But you might think I'm a shaved, so therefore you can't see me do it. This is what a lot of people do a laundry club. I'm going to say, I'm saying he comes from Chutz Laretz, I'm based on Shvi, I'm from captivity. Those are based on the first time he comes out of prison. Vamanuda, a person in the Chayim, should agree to the Chayim, the Chayim, or Matu for him. The Chayim is Shanisha, the Chayim, the Utar, and so do somebody ask a wise man about a netter was printed only on Yontif, he's allowed to do wash on Yontif. then that has something to do, obviously, with washing clothes, or not washing clothes. Mitbuchos sayadayim, the hand towels, or mitbuchos sayadayim, the kerchiefs used to wrap tzivetar and such like, mitbuchos as folk, and sponges, v'cholim mitzum letara, anything which can be called from tzum letara, ha'reilu mutarin, they are permitted. I made a mistake. Chol Yom Tumah Tara means anybody who goes to the mikveh on Chol Moed, Harel Mutarim, they're allowed to do laundry, Ashar Kol Adam Asur, but everybody else is forbidden. Says Matani, we learned, Balanore Noshim are like women's clothing which they wear in the bathhouse. Mutar L'chab Savoy, you're allowed to wash them in Chol Moed. He Balanore Noshim, this is true whether it's the woman's bath clothes and the man's bath clothes, you're allowed to wash them on Chol Moed. Okay? So it says, what are Balnorim of woman? Whatever it is. So that they're allowed to wear. It's kind of like a shawl or a kerchief or something like that. He only has one garment for Yontif. He's allowed to wash Chol Moed, so he's allowed to wear. Amar Yosef Rabbi Brun, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Brun said, it has to be at least two. You can put on one when the other's off.
Is that what it means?
No, it means like this. He has to have at least two sets of clothing in order to be able to change one when the other gets dirty. Change it to one when the other gets dirty. So that's what it means. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Boon said, Echud Shrei, De Shola Chad V'lov Ashkad,
I'm still not sure what he wants.
Yeah, at least two sets of clothing or no more than two sets.
At least two sets. I guess because of tznius reasons. In other words, you can't let him take off his clothes and just go wash them because they're staying naked in the river. So it's saying that. So you have to have always at least two changes of clothes. That's what it's saying. Say that effect. Boker Rabbi Yossi. As for Rabbi Yossi, big day ktan in mind. What's the status with the clothes of children? Can you wash them Chol Moed? It's very much halacha ma'aseh shaila even nowadays. Arman says that kamisha ain lo el chol kechod. Yes, you're allowed to wash children's clothes of Chol Moed. It's like they only have one garment. They're big slobs. Bokamoy. That's for them. Today we learned ain koyim lo chotim is not allowed to do kriya nor chalitza lo marvin, and you cannot bring console the dead. How close you mason except for immediate relatives. Have us matlase. They add a small sukkah, a small tent. Krive bo mel kabein, the relatives wanted to want to come in there. I'm sorry, I'm not sure what. I don't know if it's on. I assume it's on Sukkot, but I don't know. So they have an Avos Metalti Zira. And somebody's sitting in Avelis in the tent. It was a small tent. So Bon Kume. What? Excuse me? Yeah, I think I did too. So I was out there, they're in a small tent, Krivi Bar Mil Gaben, the relatives wanted to come in to console the survivor of the Nifter. Mouths and the ass, Mouths and the Pavlami Gav, Pavlami Bak, we said, have us inside, have us outside. Arm alone, so he said, no. Yom Pluni Yom Aday and Pluni Lamagra. Better one today and one tomorrow. One set today and one set tomorrow. The reason for that is, I guess,
this is on Halloween?
What?
This is Halloween time?
Yes.
So, because the Tiras Pasar fails, so too many people come.
Looks like Parasia. That's right. Looks like public. So, therefore, put it off in 2 days. Very good. I remember. Hey, Davin Sarvin, Sarvin Dum Kaula Chamor. That which we thought that he's lenient by Big Day Shabbos, by Big Day Ketanim, by the Begadim. This is Rabbi Yochanan speaking. So Rabbi Yochanan was lenient elsewhere. Further up, he said,
wash the children's clothes.
Wash the children's clothes, right? So he says here, he was actually machmir on us, because here he says that not everybody can go in at the same time, and some of them sit outside, etc. Tanya, we learned mitpachos svarim, the kerchiefs of svarim emachapsos of meimaglaim, was not allowed to wash them with urine, even though urine is a good stain remover. Amachapsos of menetim was allowed to clean them with nesaboris, a natron and boric acid. They are covered because it's more of a dignified way of cleaning them.
Urine turns into
ammonia. Excuse me? Yeah, I guess that's what helps it.
They're not worried about
malabe
in here?
Not a chomoy. Because basically, chomoy, we're not worried about the creative results of malacha, but just work. That's what we're worried about. Okay, the other question, moy, these are lots of wear right on you, moy, on chomoy. Kizushay noshim, marriage certificates, gittin, shavar and receipts, daifke are designating heirs. Matona, gifts, prusbulin, a prusbul for Shemitah, igro, shum, letters of reckoning the value of one's property, Rizos Muslim letters says any part of one's property to feed somebody who wants to come in upon the feed, shitre chalitza, shtaros, which reflect that a chalitza took place, really shtaros reflect that a girl less than 12 was married up by her father or brother, renounces the husband they contracted for her, vishitre bruin, the shtar, which checks dayonim, to be my representatives in the court, which are making up Uxeros based in, and the Kriza based in Mikrochoshos, and optional letters. So, without me, you write all these in the Chomoy, right? Says the Gemara there. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. How can you write a get on Chomoy? You're sad, right? All right, Uxeros said, no! Mikhaim Shnosa died the garage once he intended to divorce. Eino Meitzer was not upset about him. Right. The Shavarim, what is Shavarim? Ilmukim, it says in the bottom that they are. Like concession that one owes people money. Igro Shum, what does that mean? Letters of estimation. Shum is certain reckoning how much you certainly have to pay their estate. To a proven property which their father owed money to an individual their father owed money to. Says the Gemara, igros mazon mizonos. It's when I promise food to somebody. Mizonos amon. I promise food to a widow. She, the widow of this family, obviously. She the chalitza. What is Shitr Chalitza? Elik Shitr Chalitza, of course, no, the rights of Kibbutz Karim of Shitr Chalitza. What is it? So it says, Tamon Omar, Elik Shitr Chalitza, Tamon Omar, there we said, the Karbis Kudmino, so it's a shame star. It's a tamar. It says over there that means this is what she writes to start. The carvus kudmina, she came in front of this woman. Vishar stated me lovey reglained. She took the shoe off the guy's foot, the amina of his right foot. The rakos kudmina, she spit in front of us. We saw the spittle. Allah run the ground. She said, Kochi Yisrael Isha Shalim Nes Beisachim, which happened to a man who doesn't build his father's house, and that's the Shtar Chalitza testifies in a difficult place. Shtar Yunim, Shtar repudiating the marriage, Eilin Shitrim Yunim, Lo Raina Lay, Velo Sharvaina Lay, this girl is not interested in this man, and she's not, it's not valued by her. Lotrin is the civil, she doesn't want to marry the guy. The Shitchi Birum, which we also write, Rio Mer Kumprumisin, they're like compacts. An agreement says to how to run a court case. Zebra Lecha, Zebra Lecha, each guy one tricks one dying. Uxer is based in Elu Gizre Dayonin. This is the, so Kabrusin is like, is collecting Dayonim, and when it says there's a basin, that's the actual decree Dayonim make. Because so Rishus and Abshalar is Ushay Lashon, that's according after other people's health. All these people think you're allowed to do on Chol Moed. I don't know why it's telling, it's like it's a dictionary. I don't know. Yeah. Any questions you should...
Where the word compromise comes from?
Compromise, that's a Greek word.
No, it sounds like compromise.
Compromise, yeah, right.
Compromise,
I didn't think of that. Yeah, it's compromise. Probably compromise, that's right. It's right. Okay, look it out. Ain't close for another 5 minutes. Shitri Cholomoy was now out to write a bill of loan of Cholomoy. He made him, I mean, if you don't believe the guy, he's going to pay back. Or Sheila Mayochav, or you yourself have nothing to eat, and therefore you need to lend that money in order to make money. I raise the Yichtav and you're allowed to write the Shitri Cholomoy. Right. Ankos explained to Mezuzos was not allowed to write Sifrei Torah to Mezuzos on Chol Hamoed, right? However, I feel safer to start even the most exalted book, one which is in the base of Mikdash. Even in Mekhaitz, we author Tfilim Mezuzos La'atzmo. The person could write Tfilim Mezuzos for himself and see what it means in the Gemara for himself. The Tfilim La'atzmo, Tchelos, and Tzitzitzo, and can weep for himself, Tchelos for Tzitzitzitzitzitz. Says the Gemara, "Ain't question shitri arisus. You don't write documents for sharecroppers, kablonos, and contractors moed anchol moed. Hashom shom kedarka. Somebody's reckoning value can do it the normal way. About shluim, as long as he doesn't measure, doesn't weigh, liam then doesn't count. Some will count. Umekayim ki boilus moed." And one is allowed to accept contracted work on Chol Hamoed, so Slachamoed to make it after Yom Tov, do it after Yom Tov. Vein Mekavi Kavus Moed, so Slachamoed, not if it's in the done within Chol Hamoed. Has Shom Kedarko, somebody who can reckon Norv, eh? Bavach Lo Yosu Lo Yomod, as long as he doesn't measure, Veloshlo Yishko, and he doesn't weigh, Veloyin, it doesn't count. What? Too much business, commercial activity. So, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, you're said him, "Ain't no amil love if you don't believe the borrower." She'elam mayochal lavlo, or the sofer has nothing to eat. So, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya said, "Im oimarat kain." That's the case. Nimtzeis matir, so umnus b'moid. You're going to allow craft and chomoid. In other words, the limit to what we can be matir, even though we really want to be matir. I can't allow stuff which is classified as a craft. Elim ain't no mamino. So there, if you don't believe Lamalve, and then Lamalve and Lamalve, I'm not sure exactly how to punctuate this. They made him Amina Lamalve, Milva Shavra. Yeah. So it means, where are you allowed to write a shtar chol hamoed? If you don't believe the guy by a past loan, and... Oh, she'elam ha'yocha ha'lamilah by his 19th for the next loan, so then he's allowed to write down his cheshbonos. Chamanash ovid filim mo'adah. A person, a certain individual, lost his filim chol hamoed. Askar yichanos, again, Rav Yochanan of Shalik Rabbi Abba, I will send it to Rabbi Abba, by Nasan, Amar Leh, and Rabbi Aaron Nasan said, I guess now said to Rabbi Aaron Nasan, I'm a Yahavli Tfilach. No, yeah.
Awesome work.
Yeah, oh, let me start again for three lines before that. Chamer as a certain individual of a tefillin of Moed, they lost his tefillin chol amoy. Ask Rabbi Chanan, came to Rabbi Chanan, the shochik Rabbi Arba Nosson, who sent to Rabbi Arba Nosson, who was a sofer. Amalei havluch tefillach, so whoever was there, the third party, I guess it was Rabbi Chanan, he said, give me his tefillin, you give him your tefillin, he said to the sofer, you give him your tefillin, v'zilk sovlach, write for yourself some other tefillin. In other words, because he said, only write for yourself, but you can make a loophole to which you can drive a truck by giving away your film and then saying, well, I need it for myself, so I'll go write my own film. Right? It says, Mark, Rav said, Izuk Sovle. No, you yourself can go write for him. You don't have to give it over to, you don't have to pull this ruse and say, well, I'll give away mine and I have to do it for him, but really you're allowed to do, even for the other person during Chol HaMoed, make for him tefillin, even though you yourself don't need it. Says the Gemara,
it's not a mitzvah.
The only thing you're not allowed to do, Masita Pliga Rap. The Chor Ar Mishnah argues that Rab Kaisa more than Tefillin Mezuzah says you write Tefillin Mezuzah Latzma only for yourself, for Acher Lo, not for anybody else. Pasal Kosa Nech. So that's only where he's actually writing, not for the purpose of using Chol HaMoed at all. If he's using the purpose of using Chol HaMoed, then it's okay. And it says the Gemara, V'tova Yirecho Tchelus L'Titzis. You weave on your thigh, tchelos for tzitzis, which is a shina, because normally you use a machine, a spindle. Rabbi Yochanan, toiv afilu pelech, even allowed to weave without a spindle on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Amar, tuva, b'toiv, when is the Mishnah Aser, b'toiv laniach, when you're weaving to you're allowed to do it even with a spindle, like we said before. We have to do the shina, they say you're allowed to do a spindle. Rabbi Martoyev Pelch Ben Lo Ben Lacher, he says you can do it with an automatic machine, whether it's for yourself or for somebody else. Masihil Pliyah Rav doesn't despise. Sorry, Rav says V'tovay Reichol. You can only do it on your thigh. Chil Tzitzis Ol Acher Lo, but not for somebody else. You can't even do it at all. Says Gemara is Pasulah V'tovay Laniach. That's a case where he tends to leave it, but sitting down. Therefore, it's okay. Says Gemara Kopas Meisah. Just a couple more lines. Kopas Meisah Kol Shloshim Yom. Did I skip?
No.
Let me just read the last line again, because I'm not sure it translates correctly. Masita Pliya Rabbi, Toiva Rechot Chayos Tzitzis, Ol Acher Lo, you can only do it on you, it's not for, you can't do it for somebody else. Even when you do it for yourself, you have to do it on your thigh. So it's more, no, it's Toiva Nech, if you're doing it for commercial purposes, for after Yonta, but otherwise, then you have to do it Shina, but otherwise you can do it, you have to do it Shina, but otherwise if you're using it right away, you can do it straight up. Hakovas Mesuk Shloshim Yoshloshis Yom Mikorim Arego. Somebody buries his dead relative more than 3 days before Yontif. Bottle men who Xer Shiva, he loses Shiva because of Yontif. Shmonas Yom Mikorim Arego, it's the 8 days before Yontif. Bottle men who Xer Shloshim, he loses Shloshim. In Neshova, because it said Shabbos, so the Shabbos counts as part of your 7 days. Vayinam Avsekis, it doesn't interrupt. Regalim Olim, they count as part of your 7 days. Vayim, Venom of Sikkim. It should be, there's a typo here. Karmay says, Regolim Olim. I'm sorry, Regolim of Sikkim Vein Olim. It should be the opposite. Regolim of Sikkim Vein Olim. Regolim stop Yotta, but they don't count as part of Shiva. So actually, it's the opposite of Shabbos. By Shabbos counts part of Shiva, but doesn't stop it. Continues past Shabbos. By Yontif, you don't have to stop Shiva or Shloshim, whatever it is, but it's not counted as part of the count for if need be for a purpose of whatever you're trying to reckon. I will stop here for tonight. I'll come back to the Gemara tomorrow night.
If you can't weigh or measure because it's too commercial, nowadays
yes.
We do all those things. You go to a store and you buy things.
Right.
Very commercial.
Right. I don't know what our halacha is based on. Obviously, we're much more lean and chomoy than they intended us to be. It's a good question. I don't know what.